congratulations today. That was a very solid result. You seem to have this course pretty figured out.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it was kind of, you know, a different course than we've raced here in the past. Wasn't quite sure how the strategy was going to play out with that downhill being so decisive with the draft. So I kind of went into the final not really sure what my strategy was going to be, but wanted to get near the front and decided to just try to make a break over the top and see if I could break it up a little bit. And I think it worked mostly the way I wanted to. I knew if someone was going to stay with me, then it was probably going to be Maiken. So she played a really good strategy in the finish there. And had a little bobble right as we kind of entered the lanes, and I wish I would have just stayed a little bit taller, but overall I'm super happy with it.
Where was your energy level like, and how was the body feeling?
You know, I felt strong all day. The qualifier was pretty, I'm always pretty psyched when I can get the winning time in the qualifier, so that was a good sign. Quarterfinal actually felt the worst for me. I think for me, I almost need to get in and ski that hard pace the whole way. Just kind of playing with a little bit lower pace early on just makes that top of the hill that much harder. But overall, I felt stronger through the rounds, and yeah, I felt just like I wanted to in the final.
Just a little loss of juice there at the end, though. I mean, that probably took a lot of energy to make that gap.
I felt like I still actually had plenty of juice and plenty of power. I just, when you come in high speed like that, and of course the legs are getting a little bit tired, but I just didn't stand up right away, and I kind of got my weight back on my heels for just a stride or two, and then couldn't quite get it back. So that's just the way it goes, and it's cool to be doing so many different types of courses because you just develop your skills, and that's what's going to be really important when you head into the Olympics next year, just being able to be ready for anything.
And I heard John ask you about Mike and skiing with her. When you broke away with her and had her right on your tail, what were you thinking and what were you expecting going into the stadium with her?
Well, you know, actually over the top of the hill, it was loud, coaches were yelling, and I had no idea if I'd been able to make a break or not. Couldn't see shadows or anything, so came around the bridge and didn't hear a whole lot of commotion behind me, which I took as a good sign. But as we came down the downhill, you know that just shadows can come. So I was really happy that it was just one. And when she came up, I actually was kind of excited to have a good drag race. And like I said, I just had that little bobble. But otherwise, we could have had a really good sprint to the finish, I think. And she's obviously really on this weekend. And she's a great competitor. So it's fun to have good competition like that.
Thank you.
Yep.
It was a pretty good sprint to the finish.
Exactly.
Not much was lost, but
yeah.
Anything else? So you're headed to Europe now?
Racing tomorrow. And then actually headed to Ontario next week to do a little Christmas with the family and then head over to get ready for the tour to ski.
Right.
So it'll be a quick turnaround.
That is a quick turnaround. And you're happy with the results racing here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Thursday was one of my best distance classic races, and today was another good strong sprint for me, and so hopefully I can cap it off with another good performance tomorrow.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you. Congratulations.
Yep.